Is there anyone that would like to volunteer to do our opening prayer this morning? Any volunteers?
I will, Judge. Where's Diane?
Go ahead, Diane. Go ahead.
Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful for all you have given us and the opportunities you give us to serve our fellow man. Please guide us as we go about our business today and the rest of the week. We're thankful for all who serve both in government and our military. Today's election day, let everyone make wise decisions and may the best person win. And we again praise you for all you give us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you'll join me in our pledges to our United States and Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Let the record reflect that all members of court are present this morning. Commissioners, we need a motion to approve our court agenda for today.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Commissioners, before we do our proclamations and resolutions, Tammy McCray has a group of tax assessor collectors in her office and asks that we move item 14A on page 10 up, if that's okay with everyone else.
Sounds good.
You good with that?
Yes.
Ms. McCray.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners, and thank you for doing this. Item 14A, consider and declare default to the tax abatement agreement between Montgomery County and Frock for Building 11, Unit 1102, and authorize recapture of taxes. This is one that we brought to you in April and for default notification, and this is the final step.
What do you think the back taxes, the recapture would equate to?
I have no idea. I haven't calculated yet.
I move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. McCray.
Judge, I have to. We need to go back to the agenda. I forgot. I need to move something off the consent agenda.
We're not even there yet. Item 7A, Older Americans Month under proclamations and resolutions.
Me to read that one.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
I'm joking.
Go ahead.
Because I'm old.
Is there anyone here that would like to read that proclamation this morning? Do we have it? Yep. Well, I don't know if we have the resolution before us.
I'll move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item B, we have a service medal presentation today that's going to be made, and Jay Guerrero is here out of Senator Cornyn's office, and he's going to be making this presentation to Mr. Beckwer. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. So Senator Cornyn got a call from Mr. Beckwer, and he had some awards outstanding to him for his service in the Vietnam War, and we were able to get those, and when we do have the opportunity to help veterans and to like Mr. Beckwer, we like to kind of show them the honor that they're due.
Absolutely.
And so I'd like to go ahead and do the presentation here, if you don't mind. So the Senator, along with getting the medals for him, has this letter. I'd like to read it. It says, Dear Mr. Beckwer, freedom is a great gift that we treasure in America, but all too often we forget that with freedom comes responsibility. Each of us is responsible for appropriately exercising the liberty our Creator has endowed us with. And when necessary, we must act to protect our unalienable rights. To do so takes courage, fortitude, and self-sacrifice. I'd like to thank you for being one of the Americans who took responsibility for protecting the freedom that we so greatly enjoy. You gave of yourself so that we may continue to live out the vision of our founding fathers, the opportunities that my generation has enjoyed and continue to enjoy are paid gifts by the sacrifices that you and other members of the military made in order to protect our great country. My father served in the Air Force for 31 years, and I grew up around men and women dedicated to protecting our country. I am personally dedicated to looking out for the interests of all brave military personnel who call Texas their home. You may be certain that I will continue to do all I can to honor our service members, past and present, who are daily putting their lives on the line for the sake of America. It is therefore with humble gratitude that I am enclosing to you these medals, which commemorate your service to our great country. I appreciate your sacrifice and the opportunity to represent you in the United States Senate. Sincerely, John Cornyn, United States Senator. I'd also like to say, Judge, that the Senator wants all veterans to know, and all those who live here in the region in Texas, that he is at their service for any kind of assistance they need with the federal government, and that these types of things, if, you know, medals or any type of assistance. There was some other casework that the Senator did for Mr. Beckwar, and so please do not hesitate to let us know. But Mr. Beckwar, on behalf of Senator John Cornyn, I'd like to present these medals to you. If you wouldn't, I guess maybe we could come over here.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir, would you come down?
Surely.
Sure. I know that, Mr. Mueller, are you not also a Vietnam War veteran?
I'm not a Vietnam War veteran. I'm a veteran.
You're a veteran. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for your service, sir. Also, Mr. Beckwar, your wife Colleen is here. Colleen, you can come over here too. And
yeah, she finished just taking pictures.
Yeah, you can take this picture, and then you can get in the picture. Let's take this one right here. All right, Colleen, you got it. Why don't you come over here? Families of our service members are probably as important. Thank you.
Those are the kind of presentations this court's proud to be a part of. Mr. Beckmore, thank you for your service. All right. Item 7C, Montgomery County Employees Committee Scholarship Awards.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. Boy, that's a tough act to follow. The Employee Committee received numerous exceptional applications for all scholarships this year. Since we just held a very successful fundraiser, we actually felt the need to provide additional scholarships over what we were going to before. We are pleased to have three of our five winners in court today. First, I want to present a $1,000 scholarship to Emily Dobbs. Emily? Emily is currently employed with the Montgomery County District Clerk's Office. She is currently attending college with Southern New Hampshire University, pursuing her bachelor's degree in criminal justice. She wishes to become a paralegal and plans to continue law school and become a family lawyer. Growing up in a large family with five siblings, Emily feels that college is her opportunity to make a better future for herself without having to struggle like her family did growing up. We are very pleased to award Emily with this scholarship and wish her the best in her studies. Please join me in congratulating Emily. Did you want to say anything? Okay. It is intimidating, I know. Okay, second, I would like to present a $1,000 scholarship to Kimberly Van Meteren. Kimberly? Kimberly is the wife of Jeffrey Van Meteren of the Sheriff's Office. She is currently enrolled at Lone Star Community College with plans to transfer to Texas A&M University, pursuing a bachelor's degree in nursing. She plans to use her lifelong desire to help others and become a nurse in pediatric oncology. Her volunteer work with children at Lifestyle Christian School, along with many other attributes, leads us to believe she is the right person for this scholarship. Please join me in congratulating Kimberly. And last, but certainly not least, I would like to present a $500 scholarship to Natalie Sandukas. Natalie? Natalie is the daughter of Laura Brownell with the Montgomery County Library System at R.B. Tullis Branch. Natalie is currently enrolled at University of Texas at Austin, pursuing a bachelor's degree in biochemistry. Natalie would like to continue the investigative route in research labs, preferably in the neuroscience lab or the pharmaceutical industry. Natalie graduated from Kingwood Park High School, ranked number 7 in her class, and took many AP and dual credit classes in high school that prepared her for the rigorous natural sciences program at UT. We wish you the best, Natalie, and are honored to present you with this scholarship. Please join me in congratulating Natalie. That's it. Thank you.
Congratulations to our scholarship winners, and Ms. Stafford, thank you for that presentation. Okay. Commissioners, under the county clerk, we need to approve the minutes from our commissioner's court session dated May 10th, 2016.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We also need to approve the minutes for our special session dated May 13th.
Move.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Motion carries. Commissioner, you had an item on the consent.
Yes, on page 7, H1, I need to move that to open court so I can name a funding source.
H1, okay. Other than that, commissioners, I have no other changes on consent and would entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, 9H1, Commissioner.
Okay, consider an approved request for demolition of the following properties. Precinct 2 is 31902 South Wigan Street, Magnolia. That's going to be funded out of the Commissioner's Office and line item 613-7997. I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, thanks, Commissioner. Okay, item 10, citizens. Now, for anyone that has anything they'd like to say about an item that is on today's Commissioner's Court agenda, we have this time set aside for citizens to make public comment. Now, we will have another time set aside later for those that have an item to address that's not on today's court agenda. But for those that are on, that want to discuss something that's on today's agenda, we'll now invite the public for comments on today's agenda. Please state your name and topic of your comment before beginning your remarks. A public comment may not exceed 3 minutes. Questions or concerns about the operations of Montgomery County programs may be referred to the department heads or elected officials. The Texas Open Meetings Law prevents the court from deliberating or taking action on matters raised in public comments. So if there's anyone that would like to address court today, I do have one person that signed up with an item that's on today's agenda, and that is Tina Quinn.
Good morning. My name is Tina Quinn. I'm a registered voter in Precinct 1. I'm an animal rescuer and a volunteer here in Montgomery County. 2 weeks ago, I watched, as with barely a discussion, this court passed a major change to animal control law and began the process of implementing a community cat program. Many members of the MCAS volunteer community have expressed concern about this program. What may surprise you, if you stop to listen, is that most of them actually agree with the program, just not the method for implementation. And it bothers me that you are not listening to their concerns. There are valid concerns from members of the public who do not have a financial tie to the program. So why not hear them out? If this program had been started slowly, say with releasing feral adult cats, with a method in place to quantify the results of the program, more people would support it. Instead, this program is being purposely implemented in a way to fly beneath the radar and therefore reduce public opposition to the program. Anytime someone complains or expresses their opinion, they are threatened with a libel lawsuit. These threats of lawsuit, as well as an email expressing the need to fly beneath the radar, all show that the public is being kept in the dark about this program for as long as possible. People get scared to talk when you start threatening to sue, whether there is a case for lawsuit or not. You have on the agenda a proposal to re-release cats into the community. You have on the agenda a proposal to spend up $150,000 a year on a program that will re-release cats to the communities. At $40 per cat, that's 3,750 cats returned to our neighborhoods in the first year alone. 312 cats per month. Simple math, not libel-worthy. Just math. Why not start with a pilot program? Why rush to implement this without carefully reviewing it and setting up a method to quantify your results? Why keep the public from knowing as much about the about it as possible unless you simply don't want to hear their concerns? These are your voters. These are your taxpayers. They have the right to speak up. They have the right to know what is happening in their community. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. That is the only person that I've had signed up to speak for something that's on today's agenda. Is there anyone? Yes, sir. Step forward, Steve.
Morning, Judge. Commissioners, I'm Steve Lakey. I'm here on behalf of the Alden Bridge Village Association, of which I'm honored to serve as president. Concerning item 18B3, the traffic signals that are now under construction at Research Forest and Alden Bridge and Research Forest and Crown Ridge. Here to thank the court for the implementation of those signals. As you know, sir, those have been on the table for a long time, and we're delighted to see that happen. Particular thanks to Commissioners Nowak and Riley for their teamwork in getting those installed. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Steve.
Lucky, thank you. Good job, Commissioner. Is there anyone else that would like to address an item that is on today's agenda? Mr. O'Sullivan.
Bill O'Sullivan, the Woodlands. I want to talk to you on the commission for the raises. I think the people should, when they do this, keep an eye on what is happening to oil prices in our area and the experiences that we're going to see in regards to a downturn of revenue. Second, Eric Yalick and I volunteer to serve if we are so chosen. Third, I'm on Social Security. My COLA for the past 2 years has been zero, so somebody better come up with some sort of a guidance regarding COLA, even if it's the court, and give, so that they live by that the people that are making selections, they live by that guidance. I also think that the maximum amount of any increase should be whatever the median wage is, so that you have a cap on the maximum raise. And I think you should, when you're picking out comparative counties in order to measure yourself against, I think you take 20 counties and then randomly pick 10. And then you know that that's a fair sampling. And just a note on the recent ceremony with the Vietnam veteran. Just yesterday, the chairman of the VA said he doesn't understand why people are complaining about wait times. You never hear people in Disneyland compare about wait times. Now, this is the new head of the VA. So as a veteran going through the process of veterans' benefits, an attitude like that is not needed, and I think strong changes need to be made. I commend them involved in the right now through the county office, putting in my Agent Orange claim, and they have been a terrific help to me. And when I leave here, I'm going over there. So other than that, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. O'Sullivan. Anyone else that would like to address court on an item that's on today's agenda? Okay, seeing none, we will move forward. Your county judge, consider and discuss and take appropriate action naming appointments of the citizen committee that will review our elected official raises. Commissioners, we'd asked, you know, last week that everyone pick a name to put on that list. The name I'm going to submit is Diane Bass. Diane's a past HR director. She supported my opponent. I want to point that out. So I don't think didn't ask Diane to do this to do me any favors, but to take a long, serious, honest look at elect, all elected officials and make a good quality decision. And I know Diane will do that, so thank you. Commissioners, does anyone else have their names today?
Judge, I got Jimmy Bethard.
Okay.
Will be my appointee.
Okay.
I got Tom Grayson.
Mitch Hausman.
And Chris Hines. Okay. Get all that down. Great.
Judge, I did want to just make one quick comment on this. I know there's been a lot of commentary on this raise issue, and I don't believe that there's any appetite by this court to be granting any raises for elected officials above and beyond a COLA this year. So this is really just in part of, after last year, we decided we'd have a committee put in place to review this ongoing. So I think we're just fulfilling an obligation that we made a year ago.
No, I'm not hearing anybody requesting any at all, and don't expect any. But it is, like, just as you said, something we said we would do last year, and we're continuing to follow through with the promises that we made. So, any other comments, Commissioner? Okay. Item 12A, North Houston Regional Airport. Mr. Smith.
Morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Morning,
Doc. Item 12A, consider and take appropriate action on proposal to raise the airport fuel flowage fee from the current 4 cents per gallon to 5 cents per gallon, effective July 1st, 2016, and an additional 2 cents per gallon, bringing it to 7 cents per gallon, effective October 1, 2017. It's been a very, very long time since any adjustments been made, and this is one of the two revenue sources that we have at the airport. I have discussed this with our FBO operators, and they didn't necessarily are in favor of it, but they do not object as long as we do this incrementally. So we're asking for your approval on that.
I've put an awful lot of work in this, this proposal here, and it's a very workable plan. And as he said, I don't think anybody is for giving up any of their income, but they understand that's necessary, and it has been a long, long time. So I think this is a very good plan. And Scott, thanks for your work, and I move.
Scott, does this put us kind of in line with other airports in the region in terms of fees?
It does, Judge. Yeah. It keeps us in the middle.
Perfect. Perfect. Any other questions or comments, Commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right. Thank you.
Item
12B, consider and take appropriate action on Second Amendment to airport lease between County and Conservair, Inc., doing business as General Aviation Services, to amend description of leased premises to include areas covered by improvements. So we have two areas. One is a carport that was constructed at the terminal building at General, and that square footage under there is now considered improved space, so we need to add it to the lease calculation. And then also there was a longstanding error in the footprint for the T-hanger building out there, and we need to pick up 5 feet of extra space that make an adjustment to this lease. For asking your approval on that.
Move. Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Judge, can we go back to 11A and have you make a motion? We just didn't get a vote on it.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank
motion
you so
carries.
Much.
I thought
was that
we
motion?
Did.
11A.
I think you moved and nobody seconded. Really what happened, sir.
Sorry about that. Okay, item 13A.
Morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Under 13A, asking that you consider and accept the FY16 Supplemental Capital Defense Formula Grant Award in the amount of $34,245 from the Texas Engine Defense Commission.
Move.
Second. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you,
Nate. 14A we've done. 15A, County Auditor.
So on the last court date, a request was brought to you for establishing the retirement rate for the upcoming budget year, the upcoming fiscal year. And y'all asked that I go and get some information on a increase for retirees. So I've come back with a recommendation for a 10% of CPI increase for retirees. The last increase that was given to retirees was done in 2013, And so if you would approve this, I would also request that you commit to funding that up front. The cost would be, in the new budget year, the cost would be $388,410.
You recommend fund it from where, Phyllis?
Out of your next year's budget, because the increase would become effective next year. It would become effective January 1st.
I move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right, Phyllis. Purchasing. Bert Luke.
Morning, Judge and Commissioners.
By the way, thank you, Phyllis, for your work on that.
16A, take all appropriate action to approve the contract negotiation phase with the highest evaluated respondent, Cerogen Solutions, for RFP logging recorder system for the Sheriff's Office.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
B, take all appropriate action to approve the award for the RFP Armored Transportation Service and Intelligent Safe Technology to Dunbar Armored, Inc., less the Intelligent Safe Technology for various departments, and this is a term contract.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
C, take all appropriate action to approve change order number 1 to Smith & Company for League Line Road Extension, Highway 75 to FM 1484 for additional quantities needed to construct the project in the amount of $78,675, resulting in a revised total of $11,878,497.37 for Precinct 1.
These are some driveways that we wound up putting in for people that donated right away. And I think one of the biggest items on here is the driveway for our recycle center that we're going to have right between the bridge and the railroad. Can we take that out of those grant funds, Phyllis, or do we need to just go ahead and fund this total and maybe use that as part of our in-kind or...
We can certainly check on that, Commissioner. That's not something that we've researched at this point, but we'd be glad to research that.
Okay.
So what you could do is name your funding source as that grant if it's allowable, and if not, then the funds that have already been dedicated.
I don't know if we have this much money left in that. I don't know the funding source for this, except for part of that recycle grant. The rest of it, I guess, we'll fund out of contingency for now, and we'll see how it finishes out. But I move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
D, take all appropriate action to approve awarding RFP travel services to the highest evaluated respondent, Corporate Travel Planners, for various departments. This is also a term contract.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Item E, take all appropriate action to approve the award for the Airport Connector Construction Project to Triple B Services, LLP, in the amount of $1,422,503.95 to Precinct 1.
This is the final leg of League Line that will take us from Airport Road into the airport. This funding, a million of it will be from the bond money, for the airport money that we had, and the remaining balance will come out of my budget. I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Item F, take all appropriate action to approve granting a discretionary exemption for a professional service as authorized by Local Government Code 262.024A4 for the trap, neuter, and return services from Texas Litter Control, and not to exceed $150,000 per fiscal year for animal shelter. And if you have any questions, BD is here to answer them.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? BD, what do you have for us?
Well, I think there's been a question as to what methods you can use to procure this service, because the basic services, veterinary services for spay and neuter. It does qualify for the discretionary exemption. There have been some questions come up as whether that's the only method way you can acquire this, and certainly it is not. You can go through an RFP if you wanted to. The proposed contract on this is not an exclusive contract as well, but I'm not aware of any other questions unless y'all have some at this point.
But there's no problem entering into this contract?
Yeah, well, I believe it's a valid discretionary exemption because the nature of the services are veterinarian services.
When you say it's not an exclusive contract, you mean others could perform these services as well?
Yes, So you, just like you can have several engineering contracts or several contracts.
Professional services contract, basically.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So they would have access to this $150,000 pool of money?
Well, no, that's the not-to-exceed amount under that particular contract.
Yeah, so we are granting one person access to $150,000 to spay-neuter.
It's up to that.
Without a bid.
It's not to exceed. Yes, without a bid, it is. The contract is $40 per cat, basically, which translates into 3,750 spay-neuterings and
we don't know
trap
yet
neuter return.
What we'll save in the animal shelter. I think it's going to approach this amount. I don't think it'll be all of it. And I don't know if we'll be reimbursed for those decreased costs for the animal shelter. But there are some pretty substantial savings that we'll see from this program.
Based upon the information that I reviewed prior to changing the ordinances, the information that was provided based upon the City of Houston's cost, basically, if you have, using those costs, the cost to the animal shelter for a three-day hold on a cat and then euthanasia is approximately $48, $49. By amending the ordinance like you did the last time, it removed that three-day hold and basically means some of the other costs with regard to the animal service at the animal shelter are not there. And, you know, based upon that analysis and those costs, it saves about $8 to $9 per cat over the cost of putting cats down after 3 days.
$150,000 that we're going to be spending on this, we would have spent regardless doing it the other way?
Yeah.
According to the figures I saw, yes.
And Judge, many of those costs won't go away, so it's a little bit like saving costs at the jail. You'll still have to have staff at that shelter. There will be an impact on future costs or possibly future growth, maybe, but some of those costs will stay static.
Some of the original numbers I heard were like $70 per cat originally.
Those original numbers were based upon a seven-day hold of a cat and the cost again for... And the two big components of that were the seven-day hold and the intake of the animal into the shelter with regard to the initial care and treatment of the animal. That was about $20. And then there was approximately $5.15 a day for each animal, for each cat, excuse me, each cat, is based upon cats. The euthanasia cost was just under $10 in and of itself for the drugs and the cost for the employee. But all of that added up initially, based upon a seven-day hold, was approximately $70. If you back it down to a three-day hold, it was just under $50.
Still above what we're paying here.
The proposal before you is for $40 per cat. That includes the spay-neuter services as well as the transport back to the location where it was picked up, I believe.
Did the contract go through the contract review committee?
I do not believe it did.
Should it?
It's not $500,000, which I think is what the amount was.
Yeah.
Their exemption.
Is there anyone else that's wanting to bid this? Do we know?
I haven't had anybody offer.
I mean, if requested by the animal shelter, we drafted the contract.
We have a motion and a second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. All right. County Attorney, real property.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. Item 17A, consider and approve resolutions and orders to pay for the acquisition of parcels 1041 for the Rayford Road Expansion Project. These are the 7th and 8th parcels that are have been acquired or will be acquired on the Rayford Road Expansion.
Yes.
Unless the court has any objection, we will probably in the future put these on consent items.
Move.
No, that's fine with me. Motion, we have a second.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay.
We need to defer item 17B, the interlocal agreement between the City of Houston and Montgomery County with regard to the enterprise zone.
Okay. Both one and two?
Just number one.
Okay.
Number two is consider and approve the interlocal agreement between Montgomery County and City of Montgomery for the mobility study with funding source to be named. That is the mobility study that I believe it was planned that would be shared 15,000 by Precinct 1 and 15,000 by Precinct 2 and 15,000 by the City of Montgomery.
I move.
Second.
Questions or comments? I think this is a great deal, Commissioners. I appreciate y'all doing that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, we now need to recess our Commissioners' Court and convene a public hearing, first in Precinct 1.
Consider and approve partial revision to lots in the town site of Dobbin, to be known as Dobbin Center. is anybody here to address this item? I don't believe it is, Judge.
We have one in Precinct 2, several of them.
Consider and approve establishing a 35-mile-an-hour speed zone for the periods of 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Research Forest Drive in front of Legacy Preparatory Academy. Is anybody here to discuss this? Number two is consider and approve establishing no standing, no parking anytime on both sides of Arisco Place and Hidden Trail Drive. Anyone here to discuss that? Consider and approve establishing a traffic signal control for Research Forest Drive at West Alden Bridge Drive, Research Forest Drive, and Crown Ridge Drive, and Fish Creek Thoroughfare at Wood Forest Parkway South. Anyone else here to discuss that besides Steve? Thank you for that, Steve. Anybody else here to discuss that? Number four, consider and approve partial revision of Reserve D of Wood Forest Section 3 to be known as Wood Forest Section 62. Is anyone here to discuss that? I don't think anybody's here, Judge.
Precinct 3.
Consider and approve establishing traffic signal control for Lakefront Circle at Six Pines Drive, Lakefront Circle at Pinecroft Drive, and Rayford Road at Rayford Road Crossing Development Driveway. Any discussion? Consider and approve establishing a no parking anytime on both sides of Geneva Drive between Rayford Road and West Geneva Drive.
Precinct 4.
Consider and approve establishing street names on Marketplace Drive and Valley Ranch Boulevard to the roads dedicated by warranty deed that was accepted by Commissioner's Court on August 25th, 2015. Anyone here to discuss that? Consider and approve establishing street names of Valley Ranch Parkway and Valley Ranch Boulevard, the roads dedicated by warranty deed, but accepted by the Commissioner's Court on June 16, 2014. Anyone here to discuss that? Finally, consider approved plat revision to Lot 9, Block 7 of Splendor Estates to be known as Splendor Estates Block 7, Lot 9 replat. Anyone here to discuss that?
Okay, Judge. County Attorney, BD.
Yes, and item E is to consider and approve the county's participation in Texas Enterprise Zone Program. Pursuant to that program in Chapter 2303 Texas Government Code, which provides various tax incentives and designate, and the order also would designate liaison for communication with parties and makes nomination to Wood Forest Bank to the office of the governor who actually administers that grant. We have some people here today that may want to speak. Marley Palmer and Gil Staley and some others are here.
I think Ms. Palmer was going to give us some input here. Ms. Palmer, please.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Commissioners, for your time and attention. My name is Laura Lee Palmer, and I work with the Economic Development Partnership in the Woodlands area. I'm here today to ask for you to consider a nomination of one of our largest employers in our area, Wood Forest National Bank. This is a nomination to the Texas Enterprise Zone Program, and this is simply a state incentive to abate sales tax for a capital investment to update their facilities. And I want to introduce Kelly Holmes with Wood Forest National Bank and Tam Vo with Grant Thornton to tell you a little bit more about that project.
So we've been in our current operations center since 2004, and we moved to Montgomery County in 1995. I think at that time we were about a $500 million bank. We had approximately 500 employees and 20 branches. Today, we're in 17 states. We're a $5 billion bank. We have 5,000 employees. We're still headquartered here in Montgomery County. Our operations center is a six-story building down on Grogan's Mill. When we moved into it in 2004, we had about 300 employees in that building. Today we have over 600. And so over time, the density of that building has increased to where I think we're down to around 90, 95 square feet per employee. We want to improve the working conditions for our employees. We've asked one of our tenants to vacate the sixth floor to help facilitate that. That occurred a couple of months ago. So what we want to do is basically take that sixth floor, stage each of the other floors up to floor six while we renovate their area, then move them back into a more comfortable workspace. We've also already put in a parking garage that'll be a three-story parking garage that'll be finished in a couple of months. And so we're just asking for the commissioner's court's support to the state to accomplish the renovation of that building.
Great. Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners. So the Texas Enterprise Zone Program, it's a great program where local communities can support local businesses. To clarify, even though it's technically considered an incentive, it really functions as a statutory rebate with limited allocations per biennium. And so only qualified companies submitting an application can be awarded a designation for the statutory rebate of a state sales tax. And we believe the Wood Forest project and their impact in the community would qualify for that program. I'll be happy to take any questions.
Just so I understand, any funds that are spent on this renovation, the taxable amount of those funds will be rebated back to Wood Forest Bank?
That's correct.
By the state?
By the state.
It doesn't touch
the
local
2%. What's the criteria for this program?
I'm sorry?
What's the criteria for this program?
The applicant needs to spend, in Wood Forest's case, at least $5 million. And it's a $2,500 per employee rebate, and so up to 500 employees. And so Wood Forest employs well over 500 employees, and we'll be investing quite a bit of money in Montgomery County.
Good. Questions? Any other comments or questions, Commissioner? Is it true that they built Wood Forest Banks and then they built the Walmarts around them? Is that how that worked?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you for your presentation this morning. Okay, I guess was that item just duplicated on the agenda? Is that the same thing, the item two, or is that something?
No,
different?
Item two is actually a similar nomination. It's for a different facility.
Okay.
Item two is for the Kingwood Medical Center. Again, it's the very same program. Nominations are due by June 1st for the quarter.
Is there anyone here from Kingwood Medical today?
I believe there is. Good. There's someone here with
some more details?
Yes.
All right. Honorable Judge, Commissioners, thank you. I'm here representing Kingwood Medical Center for their seeking nomination as well. She mentioned this is that we're requesting a nomination for a state program, which is going to be, it does not have any fiscal impact on local revenue. It's all it does is a refund of state funds. And Kingwood Medical Center is planning on investing approximately $30 million and it'll be creating over 100 jobs and retaining over 1,300 jobs that it already has there. They're going to be expanding the fourth and fifth floors. It's a vertical expansion, adding about closest 60,000 square feet to their ICU and surgery unit. And that's about it.
Mr.
Any questions?
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
I understand, BD, there's only two of these support letters being requested, BD, is that right? There's only two people that have requested support letters for this program?
Yes. The nomination procedure is by quarter. The next quarter is June 1st. The county can nominate up to 9 per biennium, and these are the only two this biennium that we're aware of at this point.
And the last one we did is like back in 2012. Is that
the last one was, I believe, Huntsman in 2012. So this will be the second and third nominations to Texas Enterprise Zone.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? We now need to adjourn our public meeting and reconvene our Commissioner's Court meeting. We'll entertain a motion for all the items discussed above.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations. Item 19, Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Consider and accept the notice to proceed and the request for funds letter to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, TCEQ, for the FY16 Local Initiative LIP project in the amount of $170,320. Application was approved in Commissioner's Court on 4/24/16. This is a series of grants that we've received from TCEQ to enhance mobility within the greater Precinct 3 area by removing outdated signal technology and implementing new technology. Move. I move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Precinct 4.
Consider and approve the East Montgomery County Improvement District grant in the amount of $10,576. The application was approved on March 22, 2016. Please authorize Judge Doyle or Commissioner Jim Clark to sign a grant agreement that the county will receive on June 9th. I move.
Second.
Other questions or comments? I just would.
Those are.
You sign that.
Well, it's just going to depend on how it comes. That's why they put me or you.
Okay.
These names on it.
Okay.
That's basketball goals at facility at Bull Silas Park. Something really good for our community.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Now I need to recess our Commissioner's Court and convene a meeting of the Montgomery County Toll Road Authority. Take all appropriate action to approve change order number 2 to Brown and Gay Engineers for State Highway 249 Tollway Engineering Services to change design of toll gantries, add scope of architectural details and electrical design for toll gantries in the amount of $236,946.36 for a resulting total of $946,946.36 from Montgomery County Toll Road Authority, and to approve for the discretionary exemption by Local Government Code 262.024A4 for the additional scope of work. I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Now I need to adjourn the meeting of this Montgomery County Toll Road Authority and reconvene our Commissioner's Court. Human Services. Dodie.
Good morning, gentlemen. Please consider and approve the adoption of the following revisions to the Montgomery County Employee Policy Manual as recommended by HR. 4.9 is holidays, and all we've done is better defined employees that have to work the full regularly scheduled day before the holiday and after the holiday to be paid for the holiday.
Both at the same time?
Yeah, and then the disaster policy is to better define the disaster policy that the judge, county judge, can declare a disaster for the whole county to be coded for 032 for the employees to be paid for that time off. And then if employees do, essential employees come in to work, that they will also be paid, or they'll actually accrue comp time for the hours that they were paid during the pay period, during the time that the judge declared a code 032.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion carries. Thank you, Dodie. Okay, we now need to recess our Commissioner's Court for executive session. under Article 551071. We'll adjourn our executive session to reconvene Commissioner's Court. There's no action necessary out of our executive session this morning. Now we have time for our citizens that would like to address Commissioner's Court on items that were not on today's agenda. So if there's anyone here that would like to make a public comment today on an item that wasn't on today's agenda, we will now invite you to make that public comment. Please state your name and topic of your comment before beginning your remarks. Public comment may not exceed 3 minutes. Questions or concerns about the operations of Montgomery County programs may be referred to the department heads or elected officials, and the Texas Open Meetings Law prevents the court from deliberating or taking action on matters raised in public comments. So, I have one individual who has signed up today to speak, and that was Denise Dowling. Commissioner, are the Dowlings still here? Or did they?
I don't believe so. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you want to make comment, or do you want to get with the commissioner later? Okay, great. Thank you. All right. Have no other individuals who have signed up to speak. I don't recognize anyone else out there. No, come on. Come on up.
Oh, Judge, thank you very much for that invitation.
For our guests that are rarely here, prepare yourselves for what's about to happen. Mr. Boyd.
Well,
3 minutes, Mr. Boyd.
Yes, sir. Start the clock. Judge and commissioners, thank you very much. My name's Walter Boyd. I don't know where I live anymore, but I do come through. I've been in Alabama, and I thank you, Commissioner Riley, for straightening me out on the reason you didn't let the Iron Men go through. I thought it was because in your roads, because I thought the women out there were complaining about naked men running through their neighborhood, but that wasn't it at all. But thank you, and that and I would like to comment basically on the court-appointed lawyers and the exchange that I heard. I'm over in Alabama, and still thanks for the tea parties who send me all this information. But the issue between Phil Grant and Miss Bim, for that judge raised this issue about these court-appointed attorney's fees. And I don't have a, I know a lot about that in criminal cases, know a lot about that in the public defender and all that. But I would just say that the judges have gotten out of it by, you know, just giving everybody a free lawyer if they say they're too poor to hire one. These are a lot of people on bond. They probably could afford a lawyer. The opposite thing is done by judges in other counties, primarily Harris County. If you're on bond, you can afford your own lawyer. Well, both are wrong, because sometimes these defendants on bond have been so, the bondsmen have exhausted their funds. They're still trying to pay the bondmen under the threat of being surrendering their bonds. But and you know, one of your commissioners, and you know, Commissioner, one of your commissioners, but I don't think you know the one that's probably going to make it down there. He got on this thing too. What's it? God, I can't remember. They're having a meeting Sunday to elect him. He got mad at all the judges one time and sneaked a bill through that shut down the judges and all this stuff. And Governor Bush vetoed it, and then, I mean, he vetoed it because there's pressure from the judges. But I just want to let you know that I've been involved in that, and anybody that wants to talk to me about it, know a lot about it, and I do think on your vouchers, and I've raised this with you, Mr. Lambright, when these vouchers for these attorneys come through, you ought to check each and every one of them. I know some are not deserving of those fees, and don't, you know, and you need to keep a quality control over it. Is it 3 minutes yet?
Just about.
It is so close.
But I want to tell you, I love the new format to get, and but I do want to thank Donald Trump for one thing, bringing back the cap. Because these women have tried to take, tell us to take caps off, and I'm not going to have them dictate to us anymore. What's that?
It is 3 minutes.
Did you get a call from Commissioner Noack?
It went off before you got on me, and I'm tickled to death.
Time's up.
Thank you, Mr. Boyd, for your comment.
I didn't get to the veterans thing.
Eric, you can escort him out now.
we appreciate it. As always, we appreciate your comments, Mr. Boyd.
I think he's got enough in him.
That's it.
Okay. Are there any other citizens that would like to address Commissioner's Court before we move forward? All right. Seeing none.
I move we adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned.